Freak. Well, hello again. It's time with T, and I am T with a little tea in my cup. Happy New Year, guys. Welcome back. I have not been on since the new year. This is the first episode of the year. I want to go ahead and get our numbers out there. You can reach us at 919-768-2486. That's 919-768-2486. Also, you can text that number. You can also reach us at 1-800-799-7233 for any concerns with domestic violence or any reports of anything that may look suspicious. Guys, I'm excited that you're still hanging in there with me, and we are really growing. Oh my God, the community that we're building to support both men and women in toxic relationships. It kind of started with the concept of narcissism, but narcissism is not the only toxic behavior in relationships. And indeed, you know, people are dying just by being, you know, toxic in jealousy and bipolar and not the whole narcissism scale. So let's not get caught up in the title, like what's bad and what doesn't work for you should not be tolerated. So guys, I want to go ahead and talk about the reason why I started this podcast. Well, we're not going to get deep into that reason why, but the goal of what I'm trying to do with this is to branch out, to inform people, and to make you self-aware, which is really the biggest part of healing, the healing journey. Women need to heal, and we haven't always been given the right tools from our parents, or let's just say individually for the women. Our mothers may have had very toxic behaviors in tolerating abuse of any type, financial abuse, reproductive abuse. A man that would get you pregnant every year, that's reproductive abuse. Financial abuse would be where they take your money and control your money and allow you a small amount, or maybe not even any of your money. And then even deeper than that, there's the cult-like behavior of just the whole family must walk on eggshells. The children, you know, anybody visiting that's your friend, you know, it takes me back to the scene in What's Love Got to Do with It, when Tina's friend said, look, you might be taking this abuse, but I'm not taking it. You know, they get really bold and they realize that there's going to be some resistant friends, and so they try to isolate you from those friends, and they're going to isolate you from family to control you. And if their family is with it, then hey, they can stay. If they want to be abused and manipulated like you, then they can stay, as long as nobody causes trouble for this toxic person. So we're going into a new year, yet there's still people stuck in this mentality of being a dedicated person to this toxic person. And the reason I wrote about this was because, well, I'm doing the podcast about this, is because I wrote about this in a book, and I call it The Diary of a Ride or Die Chick. And the reason I said that was because I had that concept in my mind that I was going to, you know, stick through things and make it work out and stay with this person for the sake of love or for the sake of whatever. But I was not really a ride or die chick. In the end, it was me. I chose me. And as much as I thought I was, I'm glad I wasn't. And now I know that a lot of women aspire to be a ride or die, a dedicated person through the end, thick and thin. You don't have to be that. You signing up for that could be a death sentence. And we know this. We know this over and over again. The statistics tell us this. So being faithful to someone would start with being faithful to yourself. Being self-aware that you keep picking the same guy, or maybe you keep allowing the same guy to pick you. Different face, different person, but it's the same type of guy. And, you know, you're not getting anywhere. So year after year, you're getting trapped with this relationship, 3 years. This one, 5 years. This one, 10. Before you know it, your life is gone and you've served no one but other people. Now, for me, you guys know that my journey started some years back, but I'm working towards walking with, you know, in faith and living a different life. And I'm actually getting very, very good at it and eliminating some things out of my life that I don't need. Things that I thought I needed, you know, and slowly making room for things that I do need. And that's also people that I don't need, and making room for people that I do need. And starting with myself, I need to be present. I need to be whole. I need to be confident. I need to be realistic with myself. And the beautiful thing about this whole concept is that I actually am healing. I'm healing. And my confidence has always been, you know, 70%, you know, but it's even more solid now. I mean, I am able to look at myself for exactly who I am, physically, mentally, emotionally, and say, you know what, I'm going to be easy on myself, because the journey is difficult. The journey is not straight and narrow. I mean, if you're healing, there'll be days when you're totally confident, totally in the present, totally ready for the world. And there's other days you kind of live in the past and you kind of ruminate over things and why did I do it that way? And so we have to learn to forgive ourselves and move on. We have to learn that there is no perfect person. There are no perfect relationships. And because of this, we were given grace by God, and He forgives us, and He wants us to forgive each other and ourselves. And in order to do that, you gotta know who you are, what you're capable of, and then you gotta move on from things that happened. You can't look at that little rearview mirror when you got a whole windshield ahead of you of a future to look at. So leave it in the past. Leave it back there. Guys, I hope this is resonating with somebody. It is definitely a New Year's punch line for us to realize that we got to look forward and don't look back. Keep going. If you want to tag a little bit about what was yesterday, just remember it's gone. And remember you learned from it. And you know, try not to do those same things again. Put a strategy in place. Create a better thought plan or map out, you know, decisions. If I do this, then this could happen. If I do that, you know, you don't have to make all the mistakes. Some people you've seen make these mistakes. It didn't work for them. Why do you think it's going to work for you? You know, and sometimes we're daring. We want to try it anyway. So go ahead if that's what you want to do. But get it out of your system and move on. Because if it doesn't work, don't stay stuck. Don't stay there. And don't let these men manipulate you with withholding sex and withholding compliments and withholding money and, you know, just putting you in a place of poverty and restriction when there's a great, big, beautiful world out there waiting for you to live in. And somebody like that, they're entrapped in their own mind as well. They can't help you because they can't help themselves. And these people usually end up murder, suicide. They kill somebody and they kill themselves. Or a lot of cowards just kill somebody and, you know, take the jail time. But either way, you don't want to be a part of somebody like that. Distance yourself from people that are toxic, people that can only see in television. I see one-dimensional people all the time. They can think only one thought. They do not think a solution can have more than one answer. They are so, and then they always think it's about them. They're stuck. they're lost. They're really shallow, and they have the operating and functioning of maybe a 7-year-old. Guys, that's all I have today, and I hope that this was a good brief message, since it was our first one since the new year, to let somebody realize they don't have to stay stuck. They don't have to stay loyal to a loyal person. They don't have to punish themselves for something that happened in the past. You have a whole future ahead of you. And the reason God has you alive is because He believes in you to fulfill future requirements, things that He needs you to do or wants you to do, and things that you're capable of doing. So guys, that was Time with T, and until next time, bye-bye.